Wow, this was a very touching moment to be here and hear these stories.
Det var berørt meg virkelig å høre dette budskapet.
So, I come from a country where I never get to hear stories like that.
Jeg kommer fra et land hvor vi aldri hører historier som dette.
And I'm so glad that there are people called to Arabic world to share the gospel and love of Jesus.
Jeg så glad det mennesker som kalt den arabiske verden for å dele Jesus og hans kjærlighet.
And what you spoke about when you spoke in the end about that God wants to bring this church also outside of this building.
Der talte på slutten om at du ønsker å bringe denne menigheten også ut av bygningen.
This summer when I was praying about what God wants to bring to this church and I was asking God, what should I bring here?
Så den sommeren så spurte jeg Gud, hva skal jeg bringe til menigheten?
I was working in our church garden and I wanted to make a fire to burn some old wooden sticks there.
Jeg jobbet i menighetshagen og jeg prøvde å lage et bål.
And I'm like a child, so sometimes God shows me His ways through pictures and things.
Jeg som et barn, og noen ganger så viser Gud meg ting gjennom bilder.
And so I tried to make the fire, so I took the small stick.
Så jeg prøvde å lage et bål, så jeg tok en sånn liten pinne.
Of course, and then you have to wait after the fire, you know, starts with the small stick, so you can actually make the big fire.
Så må du vente til ilden tar seg, sånn at du kan legge på større kubber.
And I promise, I was praying during working in that garden for this conference.
Og mens jeg jobbet I hagen, så ba jeg for denne konferansen.
And I have never been here before, and I didn't know you guys before, but this was the picture that was in my head about you.
Jeg har aldri vært der før, men dette det bildet som jeg fikk mens jeg var der.
That I saw that sometimes you can look to yourself, we're just small church.
Og noen ganger så kan dere se på dere selv som at ja, vi bare en liten menighet.
But since I came here, I felt God's spirit.
Men etter at jeg kom hit, så har jeg følt Guds ånd.
And it's so warm, and you're so loving and full of faith.
Og den så varm, og dere elsker sånn, og dere så fulle av tro.
And every big fire has to start with a small beginning.
En hver stor ild må begynne med en liten begynnelse.
And it's so simple like that.
Og det så enkelt.
But it has to be like that.
Men det må være sånn.
So don't think too small, but believe that God has His timing.
Men ikke tro for smått om dette her, men bare tro at Gud har sin timing.
And He's going to bring many people here because they need this.
Og han kommer til å bringe mange mennesker hit, for de trenger det.
They need to meet the real love as the woman.
Sånn som kvinner så trenger de å møte den ekte kjærligheten.
But the other part of the story was that I realized that if we want to make the big fire,
men den andre delen av historien var at om vi skal lage denne store flammen, ilden,
we have to come close.
Så må vi komme nær.
Because if we start the fire but we stay in distance from the other wood that is ready to be burned.
Men hvis vi starter denne ilden, men vi holder en avstand til den andre ilden som eller andre veden som skal brenne.
The small fire will die soon.
Så vil snart den lille ilden vil dø ut.
You know, so we need to come close and we need to body to body, like very close, and we need to bring the fire there to be there with them.
Så vi må så tett sammen og bringe ilden sammen.
To risk and to take the step and come close.
Og ta det steget der og komme nærmere hverandre.
It's also when we are in the church a lot and when we receive, we eat good food.
Det som vi menigheten når vi bare tar imot, vi tar imot god mat.
And then we grow big and big and big.
Så vokser vi større og større og større.
And then if we don't give out, we will be like we will explode.
Og så hvis ikke da kommer oss ut, så kommer vi til slutt bli så store at vi eksploderer.
So it's not healthy for us to just receive and not to come close.
Så det ikke sunt å bare ta imot og ikke komme nær.
So I believe that God has called us to really start with the small, but then come close and really give it away and give God's spirit away to other people.
Så vi må starte med det lille, og så komme nær, og så begynne å gi videre til andre mennesker.
So I believe this is what God has told me for you guys here.
Det det Gud har fortalt meg til dere her.
That He has a big plans for you.
At han har store planer for dere.
You know, Jesus in Luke 10:19, He says to His disciples.
I Lukas 10:19 så sier Jesus til disiplene.
You will step on the snakes.
Dere skal trampe på
scorpions.
Skorpioner.
You will step on them.
Du skal trampe på dem.
And you know what? I've been taught in Bible school, and I will remember this forever.
Og jeg ble lært dette her på bibelskolen, og det kommer jeg alltid til å huske.
That this is also about the closeness.
Og det handler også om nærhet.
That when we see the scorpions, when you see the snakes,
Når du ser skorpioner og slanger.
Everything in your body says warning, warning, warning. There's red lights everywhere. You should not go there. It's dangerous.
Så sier hele kroppen din, du får masse varselsignaler, ikke gå dit.
Like these stories that we heard, it's insane. Like it's very dangerous. You will be killed probably if you go there.
Sånn som de historiene vi hørte, at det helt vanvittig, at du kommer til å bli drept hvis du går dit.
But I am so thankful that I am and I am part of a church and a movement that is filled by faith.
Men jeg er så glad at jeg del av en bevegelse som fylt av tro.
And that's the DNA that is in our blood and I'm so thankful for that.
Og det DNA vi har I blodet, jeg så takknemlig for det.
So when Jesus says you will step on the snakes and the scorpions, he means actually that you will step on them.
Så når Jesus sier at vi skal trampe på slanger og skorpioner, så mener han faktisk at vi skal trampe på dem.
So you will have to go close.
Så du må komme nær.
Against your fears.
Gå imot frykten din.
All the warning lights that will tell you don't go there.
Alle varsellampene som sier at ikke gå der.
Because if we don't go there, who will?
For hvem, hvis ikke vi går, hvem det da som kommer til å gå?
If we don't take back what devil has stolen, who will?
Hvis ikke vi tar tilbake det djevelen har stjålet, hvem skal da ta det tilbake?
So I'm thankful to be part of a faith movement.
Så jeg er så takknemlig for en del av en trosbevegelse.
And God knows about you.
Og Gud han vet om deg.
And he hears your prayers.
Han hører dine bønner.
So What am I going to share now? I will share also a few stories from my life, how God has worked through me and through my prayers now back home.
Så jeg skal dele noen historier fra mitt liv, hvordan Gud har beveget seg gjennom mine bønner.
Just also to encourage your faith.
For å oppmuntre din tro.
And it hasn't been that dangerous.
Det har ikke vært så farlig.
And you are real heroes.
Og dere virkelig helter.
But it's different.
Men det annerledes.
And it's also important.
Og det også viktig.
So when I came back from Bible school, I had this hunger to really reach young people and people in our town.
När jag kom tillbaka från bibelskolan så hade jag den hungern I hjärtat mitt att nå unga människor och människor I byn min.
So after I finished my work, I went outside to the streets just meet young people and I thought, God, what should I tell them? So I realized I can just be there among them, you know, just love them and talk to them and make relationships.
Så när jag kom tillbaka hem från jobb så gick jag bara ut på gatan och Gud, vad ska jag visa dem? Och så jag bara var där och visste dem kärlek och hade fällskap med dem.
Yes, so we started a youth group and then many for me it's 10 people but it's many, right? Many got saved in my hometown.
Så vi startade en ungdomsgruppe och många, ja många för mig det var 10 och de blev frälst I hembyn min.
And I'm so thankful for you just said this morning. You said that we are people of faith. We are not like a club of Jesus Christ.
Vi är en människor av tro, vi är inte en klubb.
You know, it's very important to have fun in the church and to meet your friends.
Det är viktigt att ha gøy I menigheten och möta vännerna dina.
But I believe that we are here for more.
Men vi är här för mycket mer.
That the calling is too precious.
Att kallet är för dyrbart.
And where can you build your calling and where can you pray for it and stir it inside of you then in a church?
Och det stället du kan bygga kallet ditt I menigheten.
So since the first moment my goal wasn't not to make fun for the young people only.
Så mitt mål var ikke at ungdommene bare skulle ha det gøy.
But it was to make real disciples of Jesus Christ.
Men det var å gjøre virkelige Jesus-disipler.
And we have to have this goal, you know, and see it in front of our eyes.
Og det målet må vi ha foran øynene våre og gå mot det.
And so they got saved and they started to read the Bible.
Så de ble frelst, de begynte å lese Bibelen.
And there was one girl called Michelle.
Och det var en jente som hette Michelle.
She was 16 years old.
16 år gammal.
And she was from non-Christian family.
Och hon var från en icke-kristen familj.
Her parents were having a big business in our town.
Och de hade en stor förretning I byn.
Kind of influential people.
Lite sån inflytelserika människor.
And one day Michelle comes to me and she says, "You know, my mom, she's quite disappointed from what she sees because I read Bible. I have to hide the Bible under my bed because she doesn't like it."
Michelle kom till mig och sa att min mor är skuffad över mig. Hon liker inte att jag läser Bibeln och jag måste gömma den.
And she wants to come to our youth meeting to see what you're doing here with us.
Och hon har lust att komma på ungdomsmöte för att se vad du gör med oss.
And because we are part of Word of Life Church, Livets Ord, we are like a mission group in Melavita.
Och sen vi är en del av Livets Ord menigheterna.
People can Google on the internet what was going on in 90s in Czech Republic, faith movement.
Så kan folk googla vad som skedde I trosbevegelsen på 90-talet I Tjeckien.
And probably know there are some things that you can find and they're not very nice.
Och du kan sannolikt finna ting som inte är så bra.
But that's internet, right?
Pardon?
But that's internet.
Ja, det är internet, exakt.
But when people don't meet real Jesus, they can believe these things, and I totally understand that.
Men hvis folk virkelig ikke møter Jesus, så kan de tro disse tingene, og det forstår jeg.
And so her mother came one day to the youth meeting. I was shaking inside so much, but I didn't want to show the youths. You know, there were maybe 20 people there.
Så en dag så kom mora til ungdomsmøtet, og jeg virkelig skalv på innsida, men jeg kunne ikke vise det til ungdommene.
And my parents were upstairs, and they were praying so much.
Og mine foreldre var ovenpå, og de ba.
And they said, you know, if anything, just call us, okay?
Og hvis det skjer noe, bare ring oss.
It's always good to have someone behind your back.
Det alltid bra å ha noen I ryggen.
And so everything went fine. We prayed, I shared, we had a good time. And then, sorry.
Alt gikk bra, vi ba, og jeg delte, og alt gikk fint.
Then the mother comes to me, and she has very, very, like, serious face. And she looks at me, and she says, okay, this was nice, but tell me what manipulating a practice you do with your with my daughter.
Så kom ordet fram og var virkelig sånn alvorlig ansikt og ja men nå vil jeg vite hva slags det her var veldig greit men hva slags manipulasjoner det du holder på med datteren min.
She has changed so much in a year. She's reading Bible every day.
Hun har forandret seg så mye på et år. Hun leser Bibelen hver dag.
And we don't like this.
Og det liker vi ikke.
And so I showed her my honor and I showed her I really honor her as her mother.
Og jeg ga henne ære som mor.
And I understand that maybe she's afraid like what is going on with her.
Og jeg forstod at hun var bekymret for hva som skjedde med datteren.
But I said that she's always welcomed in our church and that we say nothing against parents or you know being good in school or anything.
Og så du alltid velkommen I menigheten her og vi sier ingenting mot foreldre og det gjør det bra på skolen.
But to make this story short.
Men for å gjøre hele historien kort.
It went far and far.
Så jeg bare gikk rullet det videre.
And her father, he stepped into this position and he said, I'm going to stop this girl and this church working in our town.
Så endte det med at faren bestemte seg for at han skal stoppe denne jenta og denne menigheten og det hele tatt fungerer I byen.
And I went to Uppsala to youth conference with some of the youths from my town.
Så jeg tok med meg en del av ungdommene og dro til Uppsala på en ungdomskonferanse der.
And suddenly on my Facebook I got a message from Michelle and she says, Jeanette, there is a huge problem.
Og plutselig så fikk jeg en melding på Facebook fra Michelle, og hun sa at det et stort problem nå.
And she writes me that her father, he actually googled all the informations about Word of Life Church from 90s, and all the bad things that were happening and stuff, and many of them were lies and gossips.
Faren hennes hadde googlet alt som sto om livets ord helt fra 90-tallet, og mye av det var løgn og sladder.
And he made like maybe 100 of copies.
Han hadde laget hundrevis av kopier.
And he visited all the families of the young people that he knew that we reached through this ministry during 2 years.
Og han besøkte alle familiene til disse ungdommene som vi hadde nådd de siste årene.
And when she saw him, he wants to do this. She took scissors. She wanted to cut it all in pieces.
Og når hun så at han hadde tenkt å gjøre det, så tok hun en saks og ville kutte alle disse arkene I stykker.
And she said, Dad, this is not true. It's lies. They lie. It's not true.
Og hun sa, far, det her løgn. Det ikke sant.
But he beaten her.
Han slo henne.
Yes. And he locked her in her room.
Og han stengte henne inne på rommet.
And she was so shocked, so she called police.
Hun var så redd at hun ringte til politiet.
Can you imagine that story? So police arrives.
Så politiet kommer.
And then the father comes out.
Og faren kommer ut.
And he says, you know, my daughter got crazy.
Min datter har blitt gal.
She goes to this sect there, you know.
Hun går på den sekten.
And they are very dangerous and they do brainwash.
De farlige og de hjernevasker.
And then the police calls the daughter out.
Og så kaller politiet jenta ut.
And they tell her, you better study and, you know, leave all these things. Just be a good girl.
Du må studere og du må være en flink jente.
And since then it was very hard for me.
Og etter det så ble det veldig vanskelig for meg.
Because I came back home, we prayed in Uppsala a lot.
Vi ba veldig mye når vi var I Uppsala.
And then it's been a very tough year.
Og det har vært et veldig tøft år.
Because suddenly, you know, the work that you've been doing and planting God's word and prayers into the young people's lives.
Du har gjort så mye arbeid, du har plantet mye inn I disse unge menneskenes liv.
Suddenly you could see that they were afraid to come and many of them left.
Og plutselig var mange av de redde for å komme, og mange av de forlot oss.
Or their parents said, you are not allowed to go there, they are dangerous.
Foreldrene sa at dere får ikke lov til å gå dit, fordi de farlige.
That time I was also teaching in 2 schools, elementary schools in my town.
På den tiden så underviste jeg også I 2 barneskoler I byen.
And this guy even called to the principals of the school.
Og til og med så ringte denne mannen til rektorene på disse skolene.
You better watch out, because Jeanette Obrechtova is a very dangerous person.
Og sa, det må virkelig passe på for Jeanette Obrechtsova. Hun en farlig kvinne.
She's a sect leader.
Hun sektleder.
And it was the time when I would go to a grocery store and I would think that people look at me like, oh, look at her.
Det var så, jeg kunne komme inn I en butikk og det var som alle menneskene bare kikket på meg.
You know, and I started to cry to God and I said, God, why me?
Jeg begynte å rope til Gud, hvorfor meg?
You know, there are Christians who live their peaceful lives and everything's fine.
Det disse kristne som lever det fredelige livet og alt bra.
And you know, I work so hard in my all free time. I spend time with young people to invest in them and pray for them.
Jeg jobber så hardt og all min fritid bruker jeg for å investere I disse unge menneskene.
I just do what you called me to do, so why am I going through this?
Jeg har gjort alt det du har bedt meg om å gjøre, så hvorfor går jeg gjennom dette?
And then when I read Psalms, that was something that was actually helping me so much because I could really become one with David when he was crying to God.
Så leste jeg salmene, og det hjalp meg virkelig, for jeg kunne virkelig være ett med David, og han ropte ut til Gud.
But Holy Spirit always came as a comforter.
Men den hellige ånd kom alltid som trøsteren.
And my family and church, we prayed so much.
Og min familie I menigheten, vi ba virkelig sammen.
And God has reminded me of his word.
Og Gud har minnet meg på sitt ord.
That we are called to step on the snakes and scorpions.
At vi kalt til å trampe på slanger og skorpioner.
And it's not very comfortable to do that.
Og det ikke komfortabelt å gjøre det.
And I believe that this was spiritual.
Og jeg tror at dette var åndelig.
Devil doesn't like to give away what he has stolen.
Djevelen liker ikke å måtte gi tilbake det han har stjålet.
But that's the adventure of life with Christ, right?
Men det det eventyret det å leve med Kristus.
That you can see real change.
Du kan se virkelig forandring.
And that the story has a good ending actually.
Og faktisk en god slutt på den historien.
Because the father he was calling to all the churches around our region to tell them that I am, you know, I think he stepped into a war with me.
Han gikk på en måte inn I en krig med meg. Han ringte rundt til alle menighetene rundt omkring for å advare meg.
I was like 24 and he decided to destroy my life.
Jeg var 24 år gammel og han bestemte seg for å ødelegge livet mitt.
So he called to all the churches and everywhere and actually because we cooperate with all these churches and they see the fruits of the work that we do.
Så han ringte til alle disse menighetene, men de samarbeider med oss, og de ser frukten av det arbeidet som vi gjør.
So they spoke for us.
Så de talte for oss.
The fruit that our lives bore, it spoke for us.
Så den frukten som det arbeidet vårt hadde, det talte for oss.
So they said, no, they're fine, they're a good church, you know, they work with many people here.
Nej, det är en god menighet. De jobbar med många här.
So it was very encouraging.
Så det var väldigt uppmuntrande.
So thank God, he's fighting for us.
Så tack Gud, han kämpar för
oss.
And
sometimes we just have to stay with our hands high.
Så någon gång så måste vi bara stå med händerna
and see how he works salvation for us.
Hvordan han bringer frelse för oss.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And after this God started to I think sometimes we have to go through these things that he can pull us, you know, somewhere even far or
någon gång så tror vi måste gå igenom dessa tingen för att Gud vill ta oss längre.
Yes. And so I was invited, imagine I was invited into the conference of young people from one denomination. I will not say the name of it.
Så jag blev inviterad till en ungdomskonferens I en annan menighet.
But the church comes from roots with Jehovah Witnesses. I don't know if you know.
Men denna menigheten yes? kommer okay. från var de har rötterna sina från Jehovah Witness.
Yeah, so it's very far from what I believe in and what I stay on.
Så det är väldigt långt undan vad jag tror på.
Here.
Och det är detta.
And but I said God, they never bring anyone else from outside their denomination to come and preach actually on their meetings.
Men de tar faktiskt aldrig någon andra in från utsidan av sin menighetstillhörighet in för att tala.
So I took it as a calling to go there and preach.
Så jag tog det som ett kall till att gå där och preka.
Yes. So I arrived there.
Så jag kom dit.
And I come and it's a youth meeting, so I imagined all the kids with jeans, you know, and stuff.
Så jeg kom hit, og det skulle være ungdomsmøte, så for meg at alle kom til å ha olabukser på seg.
And this is like a year ago.
Og det et år siden.
And I come there with my jeans and normal clothes.
Jeg kom med jeans og normale klær.
And suddenly I see hundreds of young people with like super fancy clothes, with like dress and like huge makeup.
Så jeg kommer inn der, så hundrevis av ungdommer I flotte kjoler og makeup.
And I thought there was like a ball in the same moment, you know.
Og jeg trodde faktisk at jeg hadde kommet til et ball.
And then there is one guy coming picking me up.
Det kommer en man för att ta emot mig.
And I said, "Oh, there is a ball here happening too. So where's the youth conference?"
Så, "Åh, det ska vara ball samtidigt. Var är ungdomskonferensen?"
And he tells me, actually, this is the youth conference.
Vel, dette ungdomskonferansen.
And I said, why didn't you tell me to wear dress and huge makeup?
Hvorfor sa du ikke til meg at jeg skulle komme med kjole?
And he was so happy that I didn't wear it, but he said, yeah, don't worry, this is you, and just stay you.
Men han var så glad for at jeg kom sånn som jeg og bare var det være deg selv.
And whenever I go serving everywhere in among Czech, my dad reminds me of something that I keep in my heart.
Når jeg reiser rundt i Tjekkoslovakia, så eller Tjekkia, så minner min far meg alltid på noe.
He says, don't try to wear Saul's armor.
Ikke prøv å ha på deg Sauls rustning.
But wear David's, wear what God has, you know, given to you.
Ha på deg Davids, det som Gud har gitt til deg.
Because there is a special anointing of faith that we have.
For vi har alle en spesiell tros salvelse.
And people need it.
Og den trenger folk.
So I had to really comfort myself and remind myself, okay, Saul, I don't wear your weapons.
Så jeg måtte virkelig trøste meg selv, Saul, jeg har ikke dine våpen.
And then the worship has started.
Så var det lovsangen.
It was thousands of young people.
Det var tusen unge mennesker.
And now when the worship starts.
Og så starter lovsangen.
It was a perfect music.
Det var perfekt musikk.
Beautiful words.
Fantastiske ord.
But something was wrong in the spirit.
Men det var noe som var galt I ånden.
I couldn't actually feel. I didn't sense Holy Spirit in the room.
Jeg kunne ikke føle at den hellige ånden var I rommet.
It felt like you go to a theater.
Det var akkurat som du var på teater.
But not to a church.
Og ikke en kirke.
And you know, I don't know how about you, but when I came here, I can really relate because when I come here, when we worship, we stand up before our Lord, most of us, I believe.
Her kan jeg virkelig føle meg hjemme, for når vi lovsynger her, så reiser vi oss opp og så løfter hendene til Herren.
And I'm thankful that I've been taught to honor my Lord with all my body and soul and spirit and strength.
Så jeg glad at jeg har lært at jeg skal ære Herren med hele meg.
Even though if I don't feel like that.
Selv om jeg ikke føler det.
And so when the worship started, what I did naturally was stand up.
Så när lovsången startade så helt naturligt så bara reste jag mig upp.
But then imagine the whole crowd of thousands of young people wearing the huge dress.
Så tänkte hela den församlingen med tusen unga människor som alla hade flott I kläder på sig.
Sitting.
Alla satt.
I'm the only person in the room that stands up.
Och jag var den enda som stod uppe.
And then all the blood pressure comes here.
Och hela blodtrycket bara kom upp hit.
And I'm like, God, I just want to go home.
Gud, jag vill bara dra hem.
And I see the faces turning and looking at me like this.
Alla bara snur sig och kikar.
But this guy that was sitting next to me, he was comforting me. He's like, you're doing well.
Just... Han som satt vid sidan av mig, han tröstade mig.
And I realized, okay, God, I will stay before you.
Okej, Gud, jag ska stå föran dig.
And then I had a prepared preaching.
Jag hade förberett en preken.
And I know that they study Word of God a lot.
Och jag vet att de verkligen studerar Guds
ord. So there were many Bible verses that I had prepared.
Så jag hade förberett många bibelvers.
But the Holy Spirit told me no.
Men Helligånden sa nej.
You will bring faith.
Du ska komma med tro.
And life.
Och liv.
And so I started to share how Holy Spirit works in my life.
Så jag började dela hur den Helligånden verkar I livet mitt.
And they were crying.
Och de gråt.
And they were looking at me like this.
Och de kikade på mig sån.
And you know this guy that was my guide.
Och han som var guiden min.
He came to me.
Han kom upp till mig.
He looks at me.
Han ser på mig.
And his first question to me personally was.
Och hans första spørsmål till mig personligen var.
How can I meet the Holy Spirit?
Hvordan kan jeg møte den hellige ånd?
Is this a question that you ask a stranger?
Dette et spørsmål som du spør en fremmed?
And he is a son of one of the biggest pastors of this denomination in Czech Republic.
Og han sønnen til en av de største pastorene I denne menigheten I Tjekkia.
And since then we started to talk about Holy Spirit, who he is actually.
Og så begynte vi å snakke om hvem den hellige ånd?
And you know what? He is now in Bible School Word of Life Uppsala.
Og han nå på Livets Ords bibelskole.
He's there he just started and you know his father they have been praying about that and it goes very it's not very you can't put it together with the theology that they teach.
Och han har nettopp begynt där och du kan egentligen inte få det att samsvara helt med den teologin som de förkynner där.
And his father has opened his heart to Holy Spirit and they have asked him to come and to speak to them and reveal the word of God.
Och men faren har öppnat hjärtet sitt för den helige ande och bett han komma för
att tala. And the father is crying right now because he said I have been teaching for 35 years something that was not correct.
Men faren har gråtit jag har I 35 år så har jag talat något som inte var riktigt.
And now all the leaders in the denomination they are pushing him that if he doesn't stop talking about Holy Spirit they will like put him away. He will not be able to be a pastor anymore.
Så när de säger de andra ledarna I den menigheten att hvis han inte slutar att snacka om den helige ånd så kommer de till oss och kasta ja, dit han ut av menigheten.
Yeah, but God is doing great things.
Men Gud gör fantastiska ting.
It's amazing.
Fantastisk.
And another story I want to share. I still have some time. There are many things that pop up in my head.
Det er mange ting som kommer til meg nå.
I went to one church where they have good programs and they do many great things for young people in our city or in our country.
Jeg dro til en menighet hvor de har mange gode programmer for unge mennesker.
And I always looked up to them, you know. I was like, oh, these are the guys, you know, they know how to do it.
Jeg har alltid sett opp til dem og liksom, ja, dette virkelig folk, de vet hvordan de skal gjøre det.
And then they had a leadership meeting.
Så hadde jeg en lederskapsmøte.
And they were all men in their 50 plus.
Og det var alle menn og de var 50 plus.
And they invited me if I could come and share something.
Og de inviterte meg om jeg kunne komme og dele noe.
And whenever this happens, I'm trembling in my heart. I'm like, God, who am I? They've been studying the word of God for like 30 years.
Og når det skjer så blir jeg alltid veldig ja, redd og hvem jeg? De har studert Guds ord I 30 år pluss.
But then they've been sharing things that are going on and yeah, just church life things that they deal with.
Så delte de ting hva som skjedde og hva som skjedde I menigheten.
And then with a broken heart, they looked at me and they said, Jeanette, we really need Holy Spirit in our church.
Og så de på meg med virkelig brutt hjertet, Jeanette, vi trenger virkelig den hellige ånd I menigheten.
We didn't like what was going on maybe 20 years ago, so we pushed him away from this church.
Vi likte ikke det som skjedde for 20 år siden, så vi dyttet han vekk.
And now many of people are like leaving because they don't really find life here.
Och nu är det många som förlater oss för de finner inte liv här.
And they were so broken.
De var så nedbrutna.
And they were saying we don't know what to do.
Och vi vet inte vad vi ska göra.
Can you pray for us?
Kan du be för oss?
You know, and I see David's heart.
Och jag ser Davids hjärta.
When Goliath and all the people were laughing at Israel.
När Goliat och alla folket bara lo av Israel.
We can be small, but we have to have this heart. No, God, you're greater. You're mighty. And yes.
Vi kan føle oss små, men Gud, du større og du mektigere.
And you can use us with what we have.
Og du kan bruke oss med det vi har.
Like the small stick, we will come close. We will not be afraid.
Som den lille pinnen, vi kan komme nære og ikke
være redde. Bring God's faith and truth to people's lives.
Vi kan bringe tro sannhet inn I menneskers liv.
And then one girl from their church, we've been having like a picnic outside and you know they've been talking about gifts, the spiritual gifts.
Så var jenter fra den menigheten og vi hadde en picnic og vi snakket om åndelige gaver.
And then someone mentioned something like, oh, these, you know, prayers in tongues, that's like the one that we don't need actually.
Så var en som sa, ah, sånne bønn I tunge, det trenger vi ikke.
And I started to share how I believe God is using this gift and that everybody can have that.
Och så började jag tala om att hvordan jag tror att Gud brukar detta att alla kan ha
det. And how it builds our relationship with God and our spiritual life.
Och det bygger upp vårt förhållande till Gud och vårt andliga liv.
And then like three months after that I got a message on my phone from this girl.
Och tre månader senare så fick jag en melding på telefonen från en jenta.
And she said, Jeanette, I don't know what's going on, but after you left the church and you prayed, you know, that Holy Spirit comes.
Jag vet inte vad som sker, men efter att du förlot menigheten och du bad om att den helige ande skulle komma.
Me and my friends, we start to have a strange situations.
Så jag och vännerna mina, vi hade den rara situationen.
She said, I was on a train going to my work.
Jag var på tåget på väg till jobb på morgon.
And I usually pray just, you know, quiet in my head, normal, like I pray.
Normalt så bara ber jag stilla inne mig.
But not in tongues. She wasn't baptized by the Holy Spirit before.
Men inte I tunga för hon var inte döpt I den helige ande.
And then she said, suddenly there are some words that are popping up in my head, and I don't know what they are.
Det kommer noen sånne rare ord, og jeg vet ikke hva det
And she said, is it from the devil?
Det fra djevelen?
It's scary.
Jeg blir redd.
And other friends from the church started to share the same thing.
Og andre venner fra menigheten delte det samme.
So it's amazing how God can really work through us.
Så fantastisk hvordan Gud kan jobbe gjennom oss.
And we can have the heritage of faith and bring it.
Vi kan ha arven av tro.
Yes. And the last thing I want to close up with is that when we work with the youths in Milovice, sometimes, you know, when you work and you invest in people's lives, you feel like you can't see the fruit immediately.
När du jobbar med ungdomar och du investerar I människors liv så kan du inte alltid se frukten med en gång.
Yeah, and especially with young people, you know, it can be up and down sometimes.
Speciellt många människor så kan det verkligen vara att gå upp och ner.
And there was a girl that was very beautiful. She's from Mongolia, and she's been going to our youth meetings.
Det var en ung kvinna. Hon var från Mongolia, väldigt vacker ung jente.
And 3 years ago, she committed suicide.
Och för några år sedan så tog hon självmord.
It was so heavy.
Det var virkelig
så. And I was crying to God, what did I do wrong?
Og jeg ropte til Gud, hva har jeg gjort feil?
Where did I fail?
Hvor gjorde jeg feil?
But then God has comforted me.
Men Gud har trøstet meg.
It's not your fault.
Det ikke din feil.
And you know what? Then there was a funeral, and her brother, he has invited me to this funeral.
Og så var det begravelsen, og hennes bror inviterte meg til begravelsen.
And he said, you know, I know that she had a good relationship with you, and I would like you to pick a song that would be sang in that funeral.
Han sa at jeg vet at hun hadde et godt forhold til deg, og jeg vil at du skal velge ut en sang som kan synges i begravelsen.
Many people from Mongolia flew over, and they had the funeral first before the sun goes up because of the traditions.
Og på grunn, det var mange mennesker som kom fra Mongolia, de hadde begravelsen tidlig på morgenen før sola står opp.
And they did some witchcraft or you know the occult stuff that connected to the religion there.
Og de gjorde noen sånne okkulte ting som var knyttet til deres religion.
And then the brother comes to me and he says, you know, actually the witch or my aunt that you know did this how to say that
the witchcraft.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, you know, the spirit of this girl it actually staying in a house, and he has explained that our house where me and my brothers and my parents live.
Så han sa det at jeg tror jeg forstod det, at tante Sorry. Hans, som da var heksa, hadde sagt at ånden til denne jenta som var død bodde i huset vårt.
And he said she's there and she's happy there.
Hun der og hun lykkelig der.
And I said, you know, I was like, God, how can I speak to him right now?
Og så sa Gud, hvordan kan jeg snakke til han nå?
His sister has died.
Søsteren hans død.
So I said, you know, in our house there is one spirit, yes.
Og sa, i huset vårt så det en ånd, ja.
But his name is Holy Spirit.
Men hans navn en hellig
ånd. And there is no spirit that has space in their house, in that house.
Så det ingen andre ånder som har plass der.
He was like, ah, okay, then that must be a different house.
Åh, det et annet hus.
So we shared and I shared gospel with him.
Så jeg delte evangeliet med ham.
And then the worship song was playing in that funeral.
Og så spilte vi denne lovsangen i begravelsen.
My father came there too and he was hugging and carrying her father.
Og min far han kom også, han bare klemte og holdt rundt faren til denne jenta.
And sometimes it can be that we will go through heavy things and difficult things with the people too.
Og noen ganger så må vi gå gjennom vanskelige ting med mennesker.
But there's nothing more beautiful than to know that we are the ones who carry hope and love.
Men det ikke noe vakrere enn å vite at vi de som kommer med tro og håp.
That comes from Christ.
Som kommer fra Kristus.
And last year there's been a boy, a 15-year-old, he was celebrating his birthday. He was also going to our youth meetings.
I fjor så var det en gutt på 15 år som feiret bursdagen sin. Han går i ungdomsmøte.
He was very drunk on a train and the train driver, he kicked him off the train.
Han var veldig full på et tog og togføreren kastet han av toget.
But the train drove over him because he was drunk, so he fell on the trolleys.
Men han falt på skinnene og toget kjørte over han.
And now he's 16, but he's on a wheelchair. He survived.
Nå han 16, han nå i rullestol, for han overlevde.
But his body is totally destroyed.
Men kroppen hans fullstendig ødelagt.
And I haven't seen him for this year.
Jeg har ikke sett ham på et år.
And we had a big youth meeting right now in the end of the summer.
Men nå på slutten av sommeren så hadde vi et stort ungdomsmøte.
And young people that have been going to our services and then went to the world, and I thought we have lost them.
Det har vært mennesker som har gått på ungdomsmøtene, men så har de gått ut i verden, og jeg tenkte at vi har mistet dem.
I met them outside of our church house smoking, you know.
Jeg møtte dem på utsiden av kirka, der stod de og røyka.
And I saw in their eyes they really wanted to come in, but they were so ashamed.
Og jeg så i øynene deres at de hadde så lyst til å komme inn, men de var så skamfulle.
And so I ran to them and I hugged them all. I said, come in, come in.
Så jeg løp ut og jeg ga dem en stor klem og kom inn, kom inn.
And they started to share with me, and they were so happy that we gave them attention.
Og de var så glade for at vi ga dem oppmerksomhet.
And they shared that tomorrow they will be able to have this Jacob outside on the wheelchair.
Så de sa det at i morgen så skal vi ta med oss Jakob, han som sitter i rullestol.
And we were just having, it was Sunday, it was just having an ecumenic prayer with all the other churches from the town.
Og vi hadde en økumenisk bønn med alle de andre menighetene i byen.
And I said, you know, we will not be here exact this time, so I don't know how can we actually meet you.
Men vi kommer ikke til å være her akkurat denne tiden i morgen, men så hvordan kan vi treffe dere?
It's a Jericho prayer, so we walk around the town and pray.
Det en Jericho-bønn, så vi går rundt hele byen og ber.
But God has prepared that situation perfectly.
Men Gud hade förberett den situationen helt perfekt.
Because he loves those kids.
Han älskar de barna.
So right when we were walking on that Sunday when the big crowd around our church.
När den stora mängden kom runt menigheten vår.
They were just coming there.
De akkurat de kom där.
And we met.
Så möttes vi akkurat där.
And we went to a church, a Catholic church.
Vi dro til en katolsk menighet.
And there was a beautiful prayer and worship.
Og det var fantastisk bønn og lovsang.
And he was crying.
Og han gråt.
And I knew that he has been encountering Jesus. God has come and came.
Og jeg vet at Jesus kom til han.
And you know this gives me so much joy.
Og det gir meg så mye glede.
Sometimes we plant our seeds of faith into people's lives.
Noen ganger så planter vi våre frø av tro inn I menneskers liv.
And for a long time we don't see the fruit coming.
Og I lang tid så ser vi ikke at den frukten kommer.
And sometimes it's very difficult.
Og noen ganger er det veldig vanskelig.
But God knows about you.
Men Gud vet om
deg. He remembers every prayer.
Han husker hver bønn.
And he knows that if we stand on the word.
Og han vet at når vi står på ordet.
He will come and he will bring it to life.
Så vil han komme og han vil bringe det til liv.
So I want to encourage you.
Så jeg vil oppmuntre dere.
To know that maybe you're a little David.
Kanskje du en liten David.
But you have a big spirit inside of you.
Men du har en stor ånd på innsiden.
And this word of the small fire.
Og dette ordet om den lille ilden.
Please remember that.
Husk det.
Because God will make a huge fire, but it starts from the small beginnings.
For Gud vil gjøre en stor flamme, men det begynner med de små begynnelsene.
Thank you so much for having us.
Takk så mye
God
for at du ville ha oss her.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne dere. Amen.